The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 550.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a fertility coach, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Pradeepa Narayana Swami. Pradeepa, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Good morning. I am so grateful to be here and thank you so much for this opportunity. Yeah, absolutely. I am a fertility coach and my mission is pretty simple and straightforward. My mission is to really help women, men, and couples in fertility journey suck less.
Thanks for sharing that. And Pradeepa, what's your cultural background?
So I'm originally from India. To be more specific, I'm from South India, from a city called Madurai. It's really famous for a very beautiful and ancient temple called Meenakshi Temple. You know, that's where I was born. I was raised in South India for pretty much all my life until I finished my college. And I was working there for a year in information technology. And then in 2000, you know, I met my husband, you know, we saw each other and we really liked each other. So we decided to get married. So later part of 2000, we got married and I moved here to the States. Ever since 2000, I've been living here in the States. Right now, I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex from the great state of Texas.
Thanks for sharing that. What'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So this is something, you know, I have read a lot of self-confidence quotes, but one of the quotes that really resonated with me is, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. That's from Eleanor Roosevelt. And that's one of my favorite self-confidence quotes.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So to me, this is how I define self-confidence. And if I wanted to give you a metaphor, like let's say if you're invited for a very elite fashion gala, you know, you are that person who shows up very comfortable on your own skin with no makeup. That's how I define self-confident. So being authentic to yourself, being comfortable in your own skin and owning yourself in any and all circumstances.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I'll share a little bit of story. You know, I became a fertility coach and you introduced me as a fertility coach and I shared my mission statement, but I haven't really told why I became a fertility coach. It's all because of my personal struggles and pain with infertility. And I struggled with infertility for 8+ years and with all sorts of fertility treatments, three miscarriages, 3 failed IUIs, which is intrauterine inseminations, and 8 back-to-back-to-back failed IVFs, which is in vitro fertilization. So these are all different fertility treatments that are available for people going through infertility. So IVF is the golden standard. And, you know, for me, I tried 8 times and that's like, it's a lot. It's a lot for somebody to take on their body with regards to the physical self, with regards to the emotional self, mental self, and spiritual self. Nothing worked for me. And my life, to put it in very simple terms, really, really sucked during that time. Relationships sucked. My relationship with my partner sucked. My relationship with my friends and family really sucked. You know, I was faking at work, like everything is all right, where I was really dying internally. I felt so desperate, lonely, ashamed, jealous for other people going through, you know, like they're having their baby showers and birthday parties. You know, that's the emotion that I would never admit back then. But I am admitting back now, I was jealous, not in a mean way, but like, oh, why not me? Like, why everybody around me seems to be an easy thing for them to get pregnant and have a baby? Why not me, right? There's a sense of inadequacy and so much confusion. I totally, totally lacked clarity in my life. I really didn't know where I was going forward with this journey. It's as if, you know, somebody is wearing glasses and if you smear Vaseline on your glasses, And no matter how hard you try to remove this Vaseline, that's how, like the Vaseline is not going away. And that's how my life was. It was through this fogged Vaseline smeared glasses. Literally no clarity in my life. I really didn't know what is the decision that I'm going to make next. Where am I going with this infertility journey? I was stuck. I was stuck physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. All these things, if you're going on this for like 8+ years or so, it totally shatters your self-confidence. And that's how it was for me. It totally shattered my self-confidence. I did not have control and ownership of my life. I did not have the energy to keep moving forward. You know, like I said, I was stuck as if I was stuck in a quicksand with no twigs for me to really help me out, get out of that. So that was my life. With infertility, where I was the victim, infertility really, really owned me.
Thanks for sharing that. And I know, going through those is really difficult. I mean, like you mentioned, it wears you out emotionally, physically. But, it's amazing that you kept going. And, what was that point in your life when you realized, you can just go out there and be yourself and reclaim your life again? What was like that aha moment?
After I was going through, this is what I said was 8+ years of all these different treatments and struggles. And after the eighth time, somehow I got the courage to say, let's stop here. I don't want to go through this anymore. And we decided to go with the adoption route. So that's the path that we chose. But even after we stopped, Sheena, it took me 3+ years to really get over myself, to really truly move on. I was still, my thoughts were still lingering into, man, I did everything I could. I committed to this. It's not like I gave up after the first try or the second try. I went on and on and on. I was so optimistic about this. I gave everything to this fertility treatments. Yet, there was no success in this, right? So it took me 3 years to really get over that fact and truly, truly move on with that, move on with my life. And this day, I still remember this. Sheena, I was at a technology conference, and this woman, I don't know what she was presenting, and I was sitting as an attendee, and I don't know what her topic was, but something she said, like, really made me sit up straight and gotten more curious. She used the word passionate listening. And the definition of passionate listening goes like this. If we would only listen with the same passion that we feel about wanting to be heard. I'll repeat that again. If we would only listen with the same passion that we feel about wanting to be heard. And that is a great, great quote by Harriet Lerner. She's an amazing person. She's an author, she's a psychologist, she's a speaker, she's a well-known person. She has written a lot of books, Dance of Anger, Mother's Dance, Marriage Rules, ton of books, amazing person. But her quote really, really resonated with me. I didn't know why at that time. Why does this quote speak to me? But later that night, I was reflecting. I was in Chicago, by the way, during this conference. I was away from home. So in my hotel room, I was just reflecting back on the day and reflecting on this quote, like, why did this passionate listening really talk to me, really resonated with me? And suddenly, I started tearing up quite a bit, and my pillows are starting to get really wet. And it has everything to do with my infertility journey. When I was going through infertility, it's such a lonely journey. And I've always felt like, boy, I really need somebody to just talk to who can relate to my struggles and my, all my struggles and the suckiness that I have with infertility. So that's why, like the passionate listening, if they don't judge me, somebody who don't sympathize with me, just listen to me, just be there for me. Don't offer me any advice or tips or anything, like just be there, right? That's why that passionate listening quote really, really spoke to me. And you know what I did, Sheena? The next morning, until then, I realized, okay, my God, for so long, infertility has truly owned me. And I felt like the victim. And I just realized I'm the victim of infertility. And I hated it. That moment, like, something was so irky in me. I really, really hated it. At that moment, I truly decided, you know what? Instead of me being like a victim to infertility and talking about, like thinking about, like, I don't have anybody to listen to me or anybody to relate to me. Why can't I be that person who can listen to others? Why can't I be the person who can be there for the others going through infertility, right? At least for listening perspective. The next morning, I started practicing passionate listening. It wasn't easy. It was very, very difficult. But that was my turning point in my life where, you know, I really found my self-confidence back. I really started owning myself. I really was becoming more and more comfortable in my own skin, irrespective of my circumstances.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great when we're aware of what's going on and realize, like, you know, we can take control at any given moment, right? And especially, you know, 8 years of going through that, it can wear and tear down a person thinking, you know, it's the end of the world, we can't move on, but we can, right? Sometimes we have to be at our darkest moments to see that light and bring ourselves back up again. And, you know, I'm glad you were able to do that so you could, you know, live, you know, your true self, right? And, you know, to any woman who's listening to your episode, you know, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you'd give to her?
I would definitely say, there is power in vulnerability. I am a big fan of Brené Brown. So there is really power in vulnerability. So last year, I mean, I've been a coach for 8+ years. And only last year with somebody's, one of my friend's powerful question, like, Pradeepa, I know you are a life coach and all, like, what's your thing? So that question really turned my life around. I uncovered that fertility coaching is what I wanted to do. I really wanted to serve people going through infertility challenges, not only just women, men, and couples, all of them. You know, I wanted to serve all of them. And after that conference, I came and wrote an article. It was pretty vulnerable for me, like claiming a niche as an infertility coach. And I wrote this in LinkedIn. You can still find that out in my LinkedIn articles. And I published it. It went for 3,200 plus of my connections. It's not a lot, but it's not like 10,000 connections, but 3,000 connections is big. And until then, nobody in my professional network knew about my struggles with infertility. And I was just, fingers crossed, I was sitting there like, oh my God, I just wrote this very vulnerable article exposing my struggles with infertility to all my professional network. Now what? And you know what, Sheena, what happened? Overwhelming support. Amazing personal messages to me. People like emailing messages to me like, Pradeepa, I wish I knew you 9 years ago when I was going through infertility. And one gentleman said like, Pradeepa, thank you so much for doing this. I'm seeing my sister struggling through infertility and it's really, really heartbreaking to see her struggle through this. So you're a gift for people struggling through it. Messages like this, personal messages like this. There I knew it, Sheena. It's not about me anymore. It's about the people that I'm set to serve in this world. I used to sit and think and cry like, why me? Why did you choose me to be this way? And that last year after that conference, when I wrote that article, I had the answer why. I have to go through my struggles with infertility because now I can be that person who can walk beside people going through infertility challenges, who can help people's, women, men, and couples' infertility journey suck less. My power of vulnerability, the way that I showed up in that article and afterwards really helped me, you know, like he really helped me help the world see me for who I am. And being that self, being that confident, I started inspiring others. You know, I'm authentically owning my life. Everything in my life, people know about it and people know about my purpose. And because of me owning my life and authentically owning my infertility, I have uncovered my life purpose and I'm truly moving towards like my life purpose and serving others who are struggling with infertility. So my advice to all the listeners with regards to your self-confidence, own yourself. There is power in vulnerability. That's how I became who I am today, the inspirer, the leader, the person that a lot of people are looking at and saying like, wow, that is awesome. I'm not sharing it or I'm not saying it because, you know, I like that spotlight. I am sharing it because the power of vulnerability led me here where I am talking to all of you today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing those tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is in my website. It's www.lives-transformed.com. It's lives-transformed.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Pradipa, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Pradipa's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Pradipa today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Pradipa.
Thank you so much, Tina. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.